while substitute teachers across the province are concerned about the viability of their jobs in the future. Schools were closed for 15 weeks during the pandemic so far, and that's had a significant impact on their income, and they face many uncertainties in the future. Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. He joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Dean.
And the same to you, Martin.
So how have substitute teachers been affected by school closures during this pandemic?
Well, across the country, there's not a group of educators that have been affected as acutely by COVID as our substitute teachers, other jurisdictions refer to supply teachers. They've been hit economically. Substitute teachers, like many income streams, many positions, many sectors in the economy, they're in a precarious situation. They rely on hours, similar to fisheries, similar to our plant workers, similar to those natural resource sectors. And substitute teachers are no different. What they find themselves, and again, the Metro St. John's area, there's a couple of things that happened this year. We had Snowmageddon, which in essence erased a week and a half worth of access to hours. Couple that with the pandemic. And in response to that, I was part of a national meeting with the EI commissioner, raised the concerns, and the EI commissioner recognized that the education sector has some unique aspects to it that cause problems when it comes to federal programs. There are a number of gaps in the programs that were announced, a number of holes. And right now we're at a situation where I'm getting regular correspondence from substitute teachers who are concerned about their economic well-being, concerned about their future and possibilities of a career in education, to the point that a number of them have communicated they are strongly considering leaving the profession altogether, or even considering leaving the province altogether because of the economic hardships they're facing at present.
Let's break this down a little bit here. What role, I mean, we know what role substitute teachers play in a traditional school year.
Yeah.
What role are they going to play now during this special pandemic year, we'll call it?
Well, the specific role would really relate to what scenarios we're into, scenario one, two, or three. Certainly one of the things that's been key and critical, echoed consistently throughout the COVID-19 situation, consistently throughout the pandemic, is a concern about physical distancing. We could certainly see a possibility of our substitute teachers being available for that. But in the absence of access substitute teachers, I believe me and you may have spoken on this earlier in the year, but the problems that we had with substitute teachers before COVID, we've got a real legitimate concern that in a post-pandemic reality, without having access to adequate supplies of substitute teachers, if teachers have to be home because of following the directions from the chief medical officer, some of the symptomatic dynamics, and we're unable to find them, what does that mean for the education system? What does it mean for our problems of students if they don't have access to substitute teachers to replace when their regular teachers aren't able to be there?
Dean, at this point, do we know if substitute teachers will be asked to work in multiple schools, or will they be limited to work in one school if needed during the year?
We haven't received a firm answer on that. There was certainly given no indication of that level of stringency, but these are things that need to be worked through. Certainly that will be a significant dynamic, and that will require additional measures.
Have you heard from them maybe concerns about then having to do multiple locations, concerns about exposure to the COVID-19 virus?
There has been some concerns raised, and certainly substitute teachers, like all teachers in the province, want our return to school to be a safe one. There are measures that will need to be put in place to ensure that it is safe. One of the key things for students, and again, Minister Hagee, Dr. Fitzgerald, and others have consistently emphasized the importance of physical distancing. These are things that our substitute teachers are certainly concerned about, not only for a safe, but with substitute teachers, they certainly have a significant economic change. Well, I just wanted to draw your attention to some statistics. And I want to stress, we've been in constant contact with federal MPs, federal cabinet ministers, including our own Minister O'Regan. We did meet with Minister O'Regan, and at the time, he certainly indicated an understanding of the issue and indicated that we advocate for changes. To date, we haven't seen the progress that I would have liked on that file. Certainly, our provincial MHAs have been well aware of it, to the Premier, to Minister War, all those. Again, we feel there needs to be some interventions. I just wanted to really explain why it's such an economic concern. When you take a new teacher substituting, it's coming up with 5 years university training, based on the stats Canada developments about the poverty line, that teacher would need to get one day out of every two to simply be at the poverty line. That substitute teacher with 7 years, a master's degree, they'd need to get one day out of every three, again, just to get them to the established poverty line. At independence, those numbers go even higher. We also have a number of individuals within our system that have taken partial contracts, quarter-time units, etc. The only way those units are financially feasible for them is if they get access substitute hours to actually top them up. Right now, that's not there, obviously. One of the challenges, this is where it's unique, is that you take that quarter-time teacher. They don't have access substitute hours. Because they're in a quarter-time position, they're not eligible for EI benefits. Their income is such that they're not getting CERB, and they're actually earning less than CERB. On that dynamic, they're living below the poverty line without access to needed programs and supports. That's what a number of our substitute teachers are facing right now. There's concerns about access to sick leave. There are substitute teachers that haven't accrued enough hours that are due to go off on maternity leave and don't have enough hours to qualify for maternity leave benefits. These are some of the things. We certainly have communicated the gaps, the holes that are present in the system, and we've got a legitimate concern that should something not develop for them, we will run the risk of losing even more of our young professionals, something this province cannot afford to do, and this will create further problems in the whole system as we certainly move into trying to address a safe return to school for everyone. And we see access to substitute teachers being a key and integral part of that safe return to school. Our school system must be safe. It must be effective. Without access to substitute teachers, we'll be challenged to deliver on that front.
Dean, let's continue this conversation here. We've heard that teachers are being called back a week early.
Mm-hmm.
Are substitute teachers affected by that announcement too?
They would be affected no different than any other teacher in that regard. What it would mean is, of course, and again, I wanted to stress that the concerns about the early return wasn't about returning early. We recognize that. We certainly recognize the need to have a smooth and transition. However, our concern was with the late announcement of this, that was made in July, we feel that this announcement that certainly could have been made much earlier, that late announcement has created some challenges on a number of different fronts. And some of the concern is that if we're looking at this late announcement, we think it is a late announcement by comparison, is that what concern does that raise about the planning and progress in some other areas? Now, there have been some things there. The resourcing is critically important, and we need to ensure that there's a safe, an equitable and effective transition to a school year. But it has to be safe, and the best path to doing it is providing necessary supports and resource in the system.
Dean, what about things like technology training for teachers? If part of the school year has to be done virtually or whatever tools are being in place now to implement classes safely, are substitute teachers going to get the proper training required to provide that to students if they're called in last minute?
We would certainly be of the opinion that in the professional learning and training that is going to be undergone with the teachers within the system prior to students arriving, we certainly would see strong merit in having substitute teachers included in that training as well before the school year starts.
Let's talk
students.
Okay. What about we talk about financial supports here for substitute teachers. Let's just go back to that for a moment. How many hours would they have to work to qualify for health benefits?
Well, right now, that would depend, you mean for health benefits in terms of?
Well, in any sort of health coverage, you know, you have to work a certain number of hours to qualify for it during a pandemic, I mean. How much do they have to work to qualify for any of it?
Well, if you're talking about EI eligibility, I don't have – that would vary on different parts of the province. I haven't got those numbers in front of me, but certainly in the letters that we've written to Federal Academy, we're suggesting that the number of insurable hours would need to be reduced. We certainly think – then these are federal – now, I do want to say the problems we feel has a role to play as well. Substitute teachers would be able to access to be part of our group insurance plan. These are things that are there. But on the EI benefits – we think that you need to look strongly at decreased number of insurable hours. We think that the number of hours of eligibility should be increased. We think there needs to be some enhanced for part-time. And these are questions we've raised to the federal government. To date, we haven't gotten the response we need, but it's certainly an important answer. This needs to happen. Or we do run the risk of losing these professionals from the province. And demographically, this province cannot afford to lose any more young professionals.
Let's talk about that. What are you hearing from substitute teachers who, like you said, are talking about maybe having to pack it up and go somewhere? The entire country is gripped right now with a pandemic. What are the options for them, even if they wanted to leave at this point?
Well, right now, COVID, we know, will pass at some point in time. It will pass. We know that. When? No one knows for certain right now. But we do know that every single year, every single spring, there are jurisdictions from outside this province that come into this province looking to recruit educators to fill positions within Canada, New Brunswick, British Columbia, Alberta, Northern Canada, and also out-of-country jurisdictions. I know last year there was one particular school board that was actually offering contracts at the desk. So if you're a young substitute teacher and you're faced with economic hardship, you want to stay in this province, and you want to stay and contribute to the province, but you've got such an economic hole that is something that may be beyond your means to do, they may be rethinking their decision to actually stay in province. And those are ones there. Today, there's yes, as you are certainly acknowledged, that much of the country is certainly in a similar place. However, COVID will pass. It's already, they're easing up restrictions in different jurisdictions across the world. And when it does pass, those opportunities will be there for educators. I know there are substitute teachers that have started taking up online teaching of English online. I know of those that are exploring other professions. One substitute teacher told me that she's actively pursuing a career in jobs in retail because she can't guarantee. And once you get locked in those, will they be available for substitute teaching? These are serious questions. And this is one thing. With the precarious nature of it, the fact that they're dependent upon hours that they are not able to receive at present, concerns of what to do as we move through the 2020-21 school year, these are the things that they are seriously weighing and considering other options. It's critically important that we look at what can be done there. And just by way of an estimation, we looked at the budget estimates for the 2019-2020 school year. And by our estimation, taking into account prorating, there's several million dollars that was allocated in the substitute budget that would not have been spent. Again, looking at it, I haven't seen the actual breakdown of what was spent during this year. But just due to prorating with the school system not operating for April, May, and June, there should be significant monies remaining in the budget. We thought this might be a source to provide some measure of relief for them.
Dean, we'll have to leave the conversation here at this point. Thank you for your time on this. I know this is just the start of this conversation, but I appreciate your time today.
Thank you for having me on.
Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association.